The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're back on Ruthless Aggression. I'm Pierce. Rob and Chris are joining me. Thank you guys for taking care of Backlash while I was over covering Phillies. We will get into a week of wrestling from 2007 that was quite memorable from the beautiful, I don't know if you call it island, country of Italy. some stuff in the present day to chat about. And I think we're getting into scary territory. For some people, it might be fun because they like seeing Roman the Dominator. Other people just like don't want that. And we're getting thinly close to jumping the shark with this, in my opinion, if they do what I think they're going to do and give them him and Solo the tag titles in Saudi Arabia.
It's interesting because, like, I see where you're coming from. Like, if he's going to work these shows and just do tag matches, like, that is going to upset people. But there's also only like a handful that you can actually do. Like, if they do win the titles, it's got to be, you know, Solo and Roman against the Usos. But I don't even think that needs the tag titles. I think you just do that kind of after you eventually do Roman and Cody again and the Usos cost Roman. That's probably how I would do it. But like, yeah, it's interesting because I thought kind of immediately, like, yeah, they're going to give Roman and Solo the tag titles. They're going to have even more belts and the Usos are going to have none. And like, that's the story they're going to tell. But no. I'm not necessarily as sure as I was Friday night when it was announced. I've kind of come back around as like, either the Usos are going to cost them intentionally or unintentionally and Solo is going to get pinned. I mean, obviously Roman's not getting pinned. But
Solo can get pinned. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, he only has a couple times, but like he can't. I know he did against Cody and.
My thing with Solo.
No, I agree.
That, like, yeah. Yes, he's being pushed hard. The fatigue of him, you know, winning so much lately has just been him pinning Matt Riddle. Who cares?
Well, they didn't even let Seth pin him. They did DQ. Cody's the only.
Right. I know. If Cody can pin him, he's the top babyface. Yeah. That's fine. I don't care. So that tells me that other top babyfaces can pin him. They're facing two WrestleMania main eventers in Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yes.
I don't think they're losing their first big title match. I know they had the...
Well, they had the one with the Usos.
But that's not... TV is TV.
Yeah.
Okay, TV is a good scale to have, but that match was nowhere close to the kind of platform and, you know, presentation that they'll get in Saudi at a premium live event versus how it was at WrestleMania in SmackDown. I think Jimmy is going to cost Roman and Solo the titles. He's going to probably super kick Roman or Solo. Jay is going to be, you know, pissed off because Jimmy did the same thing he did because he doesn't want that happening to his brother.
Yeah.
Roman will probably chase after them. Solo will get pinned, and they'll continue on from there.
But doesn't it make...
I don't think that they're going to lose.
Doesn't it make more sense to the ultimate, you know, turn?
No.
With them attacking Roman in an actual, like, world title match?
No.
Cost him the world title?
This doesn't have to be the ultimate turn. Why does this have to be the ultimate turn?
Well,
that just have to be the end of it.
If they're attacking him, then that's kind of a next level.
No, you can do things like that at first and then move on and do the actual thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
We've done that before. I mean, look what they just did on Friday with Asuka.
It's true.
She wasn't really a heel. She was facing Bianca. She was positioned as that because she was trying to take Bianca's title. And then a month later, she actually turned heel because she misted her in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing can happen, and that doesn't mean that it's the end.
No, that's fair.
They can call, you can cost him, and they can still try to rally, because now it can, now the focus can be on Jimmy, because it really hasn't been. It's mostly been Jay and everybody else. Now the story is going to be Roman versus Jimmy, because Jimmy wasn't taking what Roman said seriously. Roman scolded him, he mushed him, pie-faced him, they got laughed at. Jimmy's going to feel embarrassed. He's going to want to get him back, whether he meant it or not. So I don't, I think Solo will get pinned, and they'll move on from there, is what I think is going to happen. Because all this, all the drama with the Bloodline is no longer going to involve anybody else except for the Bloodline. It's all going to be infighting from now on.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I could see that.
While I would love to see that and see them as tag champs, it's just starting to get to the point with Roman where you honestly could have did this a while ago and it probably be better. But now that you have the brand extension, and now that you've, and you haven't even separated, I mean, beyond separating the tag titles, you haven't fucking established Bianca or Rhea as the champions of their respective brands, which is a whole nother annoyance. But besides the point, it's like we're getting very close to clogging up not one, technically two, but three or four championships, Universal and WWE, which might as well be conjoined at this point.
It has, yeah.
Tag titles should just be separate at this mm-hmm. point. Isn't for them to continue to be aligned, continue to be undisputed. You know, we're getting close to them, to him just clogging up those four belts for what fucking reason? He's already been on God mode for 2 years.
I just don't think he's winning. I don't think that he's going to be winning here. Solo is going to get pinned.
Fair.
That's why he's in the match.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they're going to take the belts off Kevin and Sammy. The thing is, they're not splitting the tag titles either. They're keeping them.
Yeah, they did say
that. As floating titles, which is fine, because you're doing that with the NXT, with eventually with the women's tag titles also, because that's why they probably brought them up as champions.
I do think though. The one thing, you know, Roman got mad at the Usos for dedicating the match to them and losing, and then Roman dedicated it to Afa and Sika. So yeah, if they just lose too, then...
Then okay, then they piss everyone off. The idea is they're all cracking.
Right? Yeah, okay.
There you go.
I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to, because they're going to be mad not only because, you know, they lost, because he's going to feel embarrassed and humiliated because he talked all that shit to them that they dedicated to him, and they didn't win, but what's it going to look like when he actually dedicates it to people like Afa and Sika, and then they lose?
Yeah, no, it's not
wrong. Because also the thing is, Roman has to gear up for something in Money in the Bank. We know this.
Yeah,
they're not just going to drop the titles on the way to Money in the Bank either.
No, and I think it's possible that this kind of tag thing came about because they're doing the tournament with all the top guys for the other belt. And it would be kind of stupid to throw one that lost, because it was all their top guys are in these triple threat matches. Yeah. So it'd be kind of stupid to have one lose the triple threat match, then immediately challenge Roman with like 2 weeks of build.
Yeah. They would probably do that under the previous.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're not playing. I told you this is why I told you, I wasn't even sure if he was going to be there
because mm-hmm.
there wasn't a title match individually that was in the cards because they had him involved.
Yeah, that's fair. Because, I mean, he is booked for Money in the Bank, too, so I don't know if maybe they'll build up, you know, Jimmy, or maybe Jimmy will get a title shot this maybe time or whatever, yeah, you know.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
Here. Yeah.
I think that since they did Roman and Jay with so much success, they'll probably get away with doing Roman and Jimmy. Again, Jimmy and Jay are WrestleMania main eventers.
That's fair.
So anything that wasn't previously, you know, established for them precedent-wise, it's gone now.
Yeah.
I guess, listen, my better judgment says they don't win. I stopped using my better judgment on April 2nd, 2023.
Fair.
So
very fair. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Love to see what happens, but it's looking like a pretty good show so far. You know, Brock and Cody are having some sort of match that might end up being a fight pit or just a fight.
Just they technically just did a shoot.
Yeah. So. You know, but that should be fun. And yeah, I think they really did have two strong TV shows this week, though. Yes, they did a good job. I thought Raw, you know, Raw's a little too long. It is what it is. But like, that's no one's fault. It just has been 10 years for now.
Well, I didn't notice. Thank God. If you ever like forget and just like, man, I don't care to see Zoe Stark or, you know, a lot of the filler that ends up on Raw, man, just fucking watch the Hulu version the day after. You will for it.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, that wasn't a bad idea with SmackDown either, because it's like 100 or it's like an hour and 15 minutes. And honestly, but SmackDown was very good this week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There wasn't really any low points for SmackDown this week. I thought that was a really well put together show.
Yeah.
I enjoyed all of the triple threat matches. I think the AJ, Edge, and Rey was the best of them all. I think that actually might be the best TV match of the year for WWE.
It was very good.
They're, because the other thing with WWE TV matches
than the Seth one.
Yeah, I think so. I really liked the just the creativeness, the innovation there. There were a lot of the thing with triple threat matches in WWE that everyone talks about, and everyone notices. We talk about it even on here. A lot of times it's not synchronized. It's always just two people, one person's out. Two people, one person's out. They always swap and they do some things. They do some big spots and they go for the finish. This one, there were a lot of moves that were just all three of them. They were sequencing a lot of stuff. And it really, the only thing that didn't come together was the finish, but ultimately that's fine. The right person won. The right person won the main event to get the United Champions. I think doing Seth AJ is incredibly smart.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, Raw, like it's a 3-hour show. Your mileage may vary. I didn't mind the filler stuff, the introductions for some of them. I thought Zoe Stark was introduced pretty well. They give her a nice little mid-card feud initially with Nikki just to start for a night. It's good practice. It's good process on display as well.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And yeah, I think Seth and AJ was the right call. Yeah. Really, either one could win. I think it's going to be Seth. Everyone seems to think it's just going to be Seth, but like... You know, AJ winning isn't the worst idea, I don't think. But,
well, here's
you know, then he's going to go back over to Raw. And, you know, the Good Brothers kind of tied to him. And it's a whole thing.
That's
so.
Yeah. But also, here's the thing. This is a smart matchup because these are the two guys who in the last 3+ years or so have been able to avoid being, you know, run over and bulldozed by Roman. Mm-hmm. They have the Seth match at the Rumble 2022, but didn't have a clean finish. These are the two guys who have, you know, been protected from that space for the most part. So you legitimize it that way. They're going to put on a good match. Styles, maybe at this stage, he's not capable of a third gear. Maybe Seth can bring him back. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's possible. But yeah, no, I thought, you know, SmackDown was very good. And yeah, just a strong week of TV coming out of Backlash.
Yeah,
and
this week should be,
you like to see.
This week looks pretty good too. I know they're doing the Battle Royal to determine Gunther's next opponent. I presume that match would probably happen at Night of Champions. I can't imagine him not going. So it'll be interesting to see who wins that match, that Battle Royal. I know Gunther worked Gargano yesterday in Augusta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So maybe he comes back and he wins it. Who knows?
I think they're avoiding the NBA for Raw this week, too. Not that it matters, necessarily,
yes,
but
they are.
There's no NBA on Monday. Correct. So the big one.
Yeah, I got a big show coming up for them, and of course on the road tonight of champions. And tomorrow, the week after is Hershey. What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow they are in. Let me pull this up real quick. I just had the event page open.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, it should be a nice little
show. Their country.
And then I believe Friday
in Columbia.
They're in Columbia, and I believe they're probably doing a double taping.
Yeah, I imagine because
they're doing a double taping because they have to go to Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Double Raw, maybe.
No, they're doing, let's see, they're doing Greensboro, then they're doing Hershey, and then on the 29th,
yeah, Raw's in Albany when they come back.
Yes. And then Mohegan Sun for SmackDown. But in Wilkes-Barre.
Dare take them off of television on Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, true. True, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything else been happening in the world of wrestling?
Not really. I mean, there's a pretty big announcement coming for AEW this week that will be that CM Punk is coming back and they're getting a second show, which I'm looking forward to. I don't think it's going to end well at all, but I'm looking forward to it while it runs. Yeah, I mean, it's really funny that they have to do all of Punk's big moments at the United Center, but, you know.
I mean, it's jerking it because they know there's only one crowd that's going to cheer him.
Yeah, that's true.
Vigorously on the comeback, which, like, I just want Chicago to get up off that narcotic. Like, we can like and enjoy Phil, but then we can also hold him accountable for the shit that he be doing and the shit that he be saying.
And like, that's kind of been the thing with all this All Out stuff by now. Like, both sides were wrong. It just, neither side can admit that.
Right. Everybody wants to be a fucking child about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm looking forward to the show. An extra wrestling show for me to not watch during the week is always wanted, always necessary. For them to be doing a Saturday show, knowing that WWE is going to be doing pay-per-views on Saturdays.
College football,
you know, is going to be on there in the fall. I don't think it's going to be particularly successful.
No.
But hey, at least... a circle of grown men don't have to run into each other backstage because they're too bitter to communicate. So I got it solved here, you know. Yeah, let's go back to 2007.
Yes, very famous episode of Raw here. But first, we look at the week in movies. Dropping to number 5 is Are We Done Yet? Debuting at number 4 is Perfect Stranger. Dropping to 3 is Meet the Robinsons. Dropping to 2 is Blades of Glory. And debuting at number 1 is Disturbia.
Great song.
It's a great song. I don't think the song was part of the movie, though.
No.
Even though they came out roughly the same time, which is interesting. But, yeah. Okay. And then your top 5 songs. Down to number 5, This Is Why I'm Hot. Staying at 4 is Glamorous. Down to 2 is Sweet Escape. Down to 3 is Sweet Escape. Down to 2 is Don't Matter. And up from 42 to number 1 is Give It to Me by Timberland, Nelly Furtado, and Justin Timberlake.
Song that is still getting running commercials to this day.
It is.
Which is kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, let's go to Raw from Milan, Italy. Something that I would just like to point out is that I hope that things like this happen in the future more.
Yeah, it's been a big talking point coming out of, you know, the Paris House show and Backlash and, you know, do more international TVs Please. And pay-per-views. And Please. I think especially for the pay-per-views, now that you have just a streaming network and you have Saturdays, like if you go run it, it's on here Saturday at, you know, noon, everyone's going to enjoy that. Like you get out of there earlier.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you run one in the UK, it can start like 1 or 2 here. Yeah, it's something to look into. And even if you run the Australia one, like people will wake up at 5 a.m. and watch it. People watch the other one or they'll watch it when they wake up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And for TV, just tape it. Like, I know the tape shows aren't everyone's favorite, but like.
Who cares? Just do it.
And by everyone, I just mean myself. I don't know how everyone else feels about them, honestly.
I mean, obviously, tape shows typically draw less than regular shows, but that's just to be expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, Coach started off the show. He was mad that he was upstaged by a child last week. Coach brought Vince out in his hat, and Milan is the fashion capital of the world, of course. Vince said that no one in the crowd is fashionable. He brought Umaga out. Lashley isn't here because of the attack that he received last week. However, Umaga needs an opponent. He's an open challenge to anyone in the locker room for his IC title, but nobody came out. So he extended the challenge to fans. And eventually, one of them answers, and they bring this man in, and he introduces himself as Santino Marella.
Yes.
And the crowd in Italy is happy to hear that someone, one of their own, so to speak, is there and doing that. He has to sign a hold harmless agreement, essentially saying that he can't sue them if his leg gets taken off or all this other junk.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a match. Umaga faces Santino Marella for the Intercontinental Championship. Santino actually got some offense in on Umaga to start it, but eventually Vince made it a no-holds-barred match, so Umaga beat him down, went for the splash, but then Lashley came out. Everyone's surprised.
Lashley is there.
He is there. He beats him down. Vince brought a chair in, but Lashley grabbed it, hit Umaga, speared him, and then put Santino on top of him. 1, 2, 3, it's the Milan Miracle. Santino Marella is the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I remember, you know, watching this when it happened, and it's just like, oh, I don't know who that guy is. Kind of shortly after the show, you kind of figure out who he is. But yeah, really cool moment. They haven't really done something like this in a while. I don't know that you could anymore with just how, you know, notable wrestlers are before they get to WWE. Everyone would kind of know who it is. But yeah, really cool thing that they did here.
Yeah, it's so rare to see, you know, especially being in Italy, you know, everyone being behind this dude, definitely made for a moment. It's kind of like, you know, you guys got to talk about it, but, you know, having Backlash in Puerto Rico and all the Puerto Rican stars, like Savio Vega might not have been huge to us in the United States in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Rico, you know, the pop he got was, I want to say Austin-esque, but it was louder than shit. You know, like that kind of pride, you know, for the folks over there to show to Santino. And like, it's not like Santino's from Italy. Yeah, he's Italian, but he's Canadian. But like, he had the flag stamped on him, you know, and it seemed like he was just a regular ass dude in the crowd, made the playoff fucking wonderfully. Everybody didn't want to see Umaga win because everyone hates Umaga. You know, it was the perfect storm moment coalescing for WWE for that. And, you know, it didn't necessarily matter if it didn't make Santino like a mega baby face, because we soon realized Santino's better when he's a heel and when he's being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a great introduction for Santino to something that, you know, for the Federation has been a moment that's lived for years.
Yeah.
I said something that's never going to be done before just because it can't be done before anymore. But
exactly. Yeah. Carlito apologizes to Flair. He said he let him down last week. Rick said he didn't. Things are fine. They're facing Haas and Benjamin again tonight, and they're going to get back on track. Haas and Benjamin then beat them, and Carlito takes a pin and walks away, and he's very upset. Maria's with John Cena. She wants her thoughts on his handicap match with Randy and Edge tonight. Before he can answer, Shawn Michaels shows up. Next week in London, they're having a WrestleMania rematch, the two of them. Prior to WrestleMania, Shawn always had John's back, but tonight, doesn't care what happens to Cena. Next week, Shawn's going to win and take the title, and there's nothing John can do about it. It's also not a title match next week, which you will learn. Basically, at the end of the match, you realize it's not a title match, which is interesting. Johnny Nitro defeats Eugene, so they're still trying to figure out what to do with Eugene for the final few months that he's here.
Yeah.
Lance Cade gets a win against Jeff Hardy. I don't know why Jeff is taking pins when Matt's right there. Chris Masters defeats Super Crazy. Randy wants to let bygones be bygones with Edge. They need to be on the same page tonight against John Cena. And it's time for the main event. The Italian crowd does not like John Cena. Another handicap match, by the way. Michaels does come out and help Cena after all, pulling out Orton while the ref is distracted and letting John hit the five moves of doom. Randy comes in and we get a ref bump, and Sean tries to kick Cena but kicks Edge instead, and Cena gets the win that way. So Sean went to help him and then wasn't going to help him and then inadvertently helped him anyway, and that sets up their match next week in London, which we will talk about next week, and very good stuff there.
Amazing stuff.
We move to ECW, which is also in Milan. RVD's here. He tells Punk that he's going to regret joining the New Breed, and he's going to target on his back now. Elijah Burke comes out. RVD challenges him to a match tonight. Snitsky defeats Little Guido. Dreamer and Sandman defeat Monty Brown and Kevin Thorne. Lashley's here, and he invites Santino out, and Santino thanks the fans. And then RVD defeats Elijah Burke. Punk threw Elijah Burke a chair, but RVD caught it and did the Van Daminator with it. So that was ECW.
Short and sweet, baby.
On to SmackDown. We open with Batista against Finlay. A really good back and forth match. And then Kennedy comes out and attacks Batista from behind. They double team Batista and beat him down. Benoit and the Hardys pick up a victory over Chavo, MVP, and Gregory Helms. Deuce and Domino have another title match against London and Kendrick. And Paul London gets hurt halfway through the match. And Kendrick's left to fend for himself. And Deuce and Domino use the numbers to their advantage and get the victory, win the tag titles, which probably would have been more impactful if they did it on their first three tries. But whatever, we got new tag champions.
How are we doing another handicap match between Kane and Dave Taylor and William Regal?
Yeah, I mean,
there are so many handicap matches this week, it's ridiculous.
That was their style back then, man. Yeah. Taylor and Regal just leave and get counted out. Crystal bought a bunch of clothes in Milan and is trying them on for Teddy Long. That's nice for him.
Yep, and in the main event, Taker beat Mr. Kennedy by disqualification when Finlay interfered.
Yes. That is it for this week. Next week, we have a handful of shows in London and then Backlash 2007, which is one of the better B pay-per-views that they've done all time, honestly.
All time.
Yeah, so look forward to that.
Also, a short list of, like, good 2007 pay-per-views.
Yes, that too.
Very true.
Yeah, well, because I was looking at some stuff for May, and everything kind of starts going crazy in, like, 2 weeks and then does not stop for the rest of the year, so...
It's a hell of a
rock. Dude start getting hurt, it's bad. It's
yeah.
Also, the next time that we chat, we will talk about the 2007 NFL draft, which took place that week.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. No King of the Ring, because I don't think anyone deserves it. Fuck them.
No. I mean, Only Santino.
Yeah, Santino can have it.
Well, yeah. I forgot about Santino. Santino, you're king of the ring. I'm at Cameron Santos, where you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Or not Instagram, just Twitter. Bob's at RobinNeil31. Chris at Chris of Novak. I believe the boys have a new 7 at the house. I honestly didn't even go check, but like assume so, because things are happening. Schedule's popping off. We love to see it. New 40-40 club. We're talking baseball. I don't know what else to say. It's Sunday. We got basketball to watch. By the time you're listening to this, it's Monday, and the finals will be, the playoffs will be set. So enjoy your basketball. Enjoy your wrestling, too, as we barrel into Night of Champions. We'll talk about Backlash 07. We'll preview Night of Champions next time we meet. For Chris and Rob and Pierce, we'll see you.